So our question for the intro this week is courtesy of Emily, who actually listens to our podcast. So hello, Emily.
Oh my God. Hi, Emily.
And it actually happened organically because since I've moved to New York, a lot of people have been asking me, like, oh, have you seen any celebrities? So the question is, what celebrity would you most want to run into on the street?
And do you already know your answer?
I do because we discussed it, but I definitely have like reasoning for this as well. Because I think I've told you some of my thoughts around this as well in the past, and I can repeat those thoughts.
Okay. And in these scenarios, where you imagine that you actually get to talk to them, or is there someone you just want to see visibly?
So like, that's the thing. I think you get to interpret what you do in this scenario, which informs my personal answer, and I think will be interesting to see how you interpret it.
Okay.
Because my whole thing was basically that I actually never want to see someone that I really, really like in person who's like a big celebrity because I know myself and I would just be too shy and I feel bad and I just like wouldn't want to approach them. And so because of that, I don't want to see them because I think I would just be so disappointed in myself after. And it would just be like such a like anticlimactic experience because I'll have seen them, but like I just wasn't able – I wasn't able to work up the courage to talk to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The first person that's coming up to me, coming up for me is Harry Shum Jr.
Oh, twist.
But, who I've actually ran into at LAX. Like we cross paths.
Oh, like, wait, can we detour really quick? How, what do you mean? Like you just walk by him?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I just landed at LAX and he was walking into the airport. So it was outside on the curb and then he just like walked right past me. And like before I could even really register, it was like, oh my God, that was Harry Shum Jr.
Gotcha.
But I say him because he represents, I guess, in my general category of who I'd want to run into is, I think in similar vein, like not A-list, not B-list, like I like kind of like C-list, D-list, someone that not everyone would recognize so that I can actually have access, like just like not having a whole crowd around them.
Uh-huh.
And then someone that might actually like appreciate that I recognize them.
Yes. Oh wait, this is like the same as my answer.
Okay, great. And that I would probably have more courage to speak to, to them.
So, like, that's exactly the same line of thinking that I went on where I was like, if I saw, like, Emma Stone on the street or, like, even in a restaurant or Chrissy Teigen, like, people that I really admire, I just absolutely would not want to go up to them because they probably just, like, are so sick of it and deserve their alone time. So you went on a much classier route.
Okay.
I was like a
lot. Beccatilly, isn't it?
Okay. It was, yeah, basically. It was along those lines of what you were saying, but instead of people who would appreciate it, I was like, to make me feel comfortable with it, I would want people who would thirst for it. So, like, the idea is that, like, these Bachelor, like, former contestants, not only are they, like, F-list, so they're probably not getting approached all the time, but they're, like, thirsty AF for fame and followers, so, like, they would welcome me and probably be so nice to me and make me feel not bad for approaching them, which is exactly what I would need because I would need to work up a lot of courage to do it.
They're on a national TV show. You don't think Dean is getting approached left and right?
But, like, I think he still, like, knows that it's his brand to have to, like, welcome that and facilitate that. Because that is – I mean, like, those articles that I've sent you about, like, Caitlin Bristow, like, you know, and their – or JoJo and their Instagram followers, like, they build their brand on relatability and likability. So you got to be nice to me.
Who doesn't? Doesn't Jennifer Garner do that? Well –
but, I mean, they're just on such different levels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that is their entire brand. They don't have another product. They're not in movies. They just do, like, Pond's cold cream ads. And so...
yeah. Actually, this is actually making me think. I saw Eric Andre, too, once in...
oh, you told me this one.
Yeah, Pine and Crane in Silver Lake. And so I guess I have my fair share running into, like... D-list celebrities. But yeah, I think it was really great seeing him in like a pretty normal, they're just like us context. Mm-hmm. And that would be my ideal for being able to like run into someone.
Yeah. I feel like for me, it would actually basically have to be anyone who's like a basically reality level and below. Because I was thinking, okay, so you said Eric Andre, and that made me think of like comedians that I like. And I'm thinking like Martin Starr from Silicon Valley, for example. Right. Like I really like him, but if I saw him, I can't see myself approaching him. I think I would get really nervous still. And he's not even that famous. So basically it has to be reality level. It has to be reality level. That's where I've landed.
That's a really funny distinction.
Like, cause I just looked, I literally just transported myself into that imaginary scenario and I was like, nope, couldn't do it. So, oh, And as a part of this conversation about who would you want to see on the street, I asked M the question that we have asked as our intro question before, which was, who would you want to be the celebrity assistant to? Mm-hmm. And I actually really liked her answer, so I wanted to share that, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. Which was, I feel like for some reason we were like going down this path of like females. And she was like, I would just want to work for like a really chill dude who's got like a good reputation in the business, like Keanu Reeves. And I was like, wait, I would be Keanu Reeves' assistant. Like,
that's so funny that that's her definition of chill.
Well, because he has a reputation for being like a really good dude. Ask Robin. He knows. It's on Reddit. Reddit threads of like Keanu Reeves doing like random good acts and just being like a really kind person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
So I was like, wait, that's a good idea, because then you like, I mean, I guess maybe you don't get the makeup swag, but like you probably get a little less drama as well.
That's true. But okay, who else is on that level? Like maybe like a James Marsden?
James Marsden, Armie Hammer. Like someone who's married, has kids, like a Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, Armie Hammer does not seem chill, by the way. Have you seen his about him wearing pantsuits?
No. What, the Adidas ones?
Yeah. Have you seen him doing interviews with those?
I've just seen like pictures of him in an Adidas pantsuit.
Okay, apparently ever since he got snubbed on the Golden for the Oscars, he's been wearing the same tracksuit over and over and over again. That's all he wears. Like, he's basically just trolling the whole like PR system.
What does that have to do with getting snubbed for an Oscar?
Because he just doesn't care anymore. He gives like...
Oh, interesting. I'll have to look that up. That's fascinating.
Yeah, he doesn't care at all. And it's becoming, it's turning, I mean, it's basically been like turning into a meme. Like he's, it's, which is, I think, pretty funny. He just like doesn't care. He's not dressing up anymore. He's just wearing like the same like tracksuit over and over.
That's amazing. I kind of respect that.
I know.
But okay, yeah, like a Hugh Jackman, like who wouldn't want to be Hugh Jackman's personal assistant, right?
I'd be down.
So anyways, I thought that was an interesting take that we just like, I didn't even think about. And I was like, wait, that's like, why didn't I think about that?
I think we primarily focus on women for ours.
Yeah, we did. We definitely did. But anyways, that's.
Great intro question. And I'm going to have to hold you accountable now. The next time, if you do run into someone.
Like Michael Asiello.
No, but he's not, he doesn't count as reality. Count. Would reality Steve count?
I don't know what he looks like.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. The next time you do run into any of them, like, what's her name? Shireen? Or,
oh.
What's that opera?
The opera singer. Shoot. What's her name? Charlene?
Charlene.
Yeah.
Recently married. People like that. You actually have to have a conversation.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. What about Jonathan Chabon? Food God. Because I did see him. He's one of my sightings.
Wait, what? When?
I didn't tell you this?
You did not tell me this.
Oh, months ago. It was so inconsequential. Like, literally, I was walking to the gym. He was on the other side of the street, just, like, walking. And I was on my way to the gym. So, we were separated by the street, and I saw him.
This is a great segue into our first topic.
It really is. So, Jonathan Chabon, for those of you who don't know, is basically his claim to fame is being Kim Kardashian's best friend. So... obviously, our topic is the Kardashians.
Specifically, the feature film titled Our Daughter, published on YouTube.
What a beautiful work of art that was. Can we walk through just our initial feelings and thoughts when we saw it? So, like, can you take me through just the moment you realized that video existed? And just take me through it.
One, I think we both found out about the same time. Was it when Michael texted it to us?
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes. Just kidding. Yes.
Oh, okay. One, I'm a little bit ashamed about that. I don't know how that happened.
I know. I was ashamed that you didn't see it or I didn't see it. I mean, Rachel's been like OG Kardashian fan, so I'm like not surprised that she saw it, but I just like can't believe we didn't see it.
Which I think is kind of a flaw in the system. Like, because if neither of us heard about it, like, what was the distribution? Like, she just put it on the channel. Like, I don't understand. Anyways.
Well, I hadn't been on my phone that day, so that's what I chalked
up. Oh, yeah.
I
wasn't, like, checking Twitter that day. That's probably what happened. Just so many questions when it's titled Our Daughter. And just, the thoughts were racing through my mind. We're like, is this old? Is this new? Who is this? Like, what is this?
Because you saw it before me. By the time I got to the thread, you had already responded.
Yeah. And then, when I realized what it was, I was like in shock, and I just like probably like glued, like my eyes were glued to it for like a good 6 out of the 10 minutes. I think it was.
Oh, you, not the whole 8 minutes. I think it was like 8 minutes.
Because I got disrupted. I think I was at something, and I couldn't finish it.
Oh, you were in public.
Yeah, I will say though, the tempo was a little slow, so I think it was easy to stop. It wasn't
I was enraptured by every second.
You were? Oh yes. My God. Okay. And I just love that there's just like so many questions we've had for so long answered. Like, yes, Travis is still there. Yes, their families interact.
Yes,
she's really pregnant.
Amen.
Okay. So I will voice some things that I feel like are problematic.
Okay.
One, why is, okay, the fact with Jordan talking and all her friends kind of framing it of like, oh yes, she's always wanted to be a mom. I'm like, okay, nice backtrack there. Like,
Actually, I can see that.
What?
I wasn't like surprised by that. I kind of rolled my eyes at it, but like I wasn't.
I rolled my eyes, and just one of the I listened to Jam Session on Channel 33, mm-hmm. and they kind of discussed pop culture also. And what they were talking about was how problematic it is that they like no one's acting like it's a weird thing that a 20-year-old girl got like accidentally pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, like they were.
But they're not going to put that in their video to their daughter. Like, oh, oops, like to our daughter. Sorry, we had you.
Which I guess it was a surprise. That's basically confirmed, right? It was unexpected.
There's no freaking way they planned that.
Okay. So, yeah, it's just like it was kind of, you know, I just felt it was a little over the top that they were like, you know, we've always wanted to be a mom. She's going to be a perfect mom. She's
yeah,
be a
yeah, yeah.
Mom,
I agree.
You know,
I agree. It was a little over the top. I agree.
And then second, what was also pointed out was that it was published on YouTube and you do get ad money on YouTube. And if that was, I mean, I think that was a very intentional move on her part because she doesn't usually contribute to her YouTube channel that much. A lot of it is distributed through her app or, you know, she's usually known to be big on Snapchat.
What, but like Instagram. Versus Vimeo? Is that what she, like, would it, no, like as I'm actually
I
mean, asking.
Yeah, I guess because it was a long form video, like where else you would post it. But I guess just one of the points was like, she was probably making a good sum of money off of that, which is maybe like good for her. Maybe she should. I mean, because she
okay, I guess, but
it's okay. I think you could equate it to selling the pictures to people.
Right. Which she didn't do. Like she specifically said that in her Instagram, there's no big reveal. There's no like paid endorsement. Like this is just it. So I feel like she just wanted to share the news and her app would be a limited audience. And YouTube is just like the default video platform where you would do that. Like where else would she do it?
Was that not the perfect opportunity to push app downloads? Like,
well, if it's going to get disseminated anyways, which it 100% is going to, then you might as well just like put it out there for everyone to see.
What was the, I don't know what she posted on Instagram. Oh, she posted like that note, right? Like, and then introduced the video.
She posted the note. And then I believe she posted a clip of the video, which, you know, within the caption, like full link in bio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Part of it is I think the reason she was so private, I'm a little bit confused too. Like a lot of people talk about how like Kylie, like she's uncomfortable with the fame, doesn't like it, doesn't like that she was brought up in it. But then the way that she is so all over, you know, Snapchat and Instagram, I'm a little confused on what her attitude is towards fame.
That has always been my catch-22 with Kylie and why I have such a problematic relationship with her and mm-hmm. her fame is exactly that. But then I think about it and I feel like, well, she's still growing up. She's a young adult. She doesn't know what she wants. And I think that's also probably reflective, and I'm getting real meta and deep here, but I do think it's reflective of her internal struggle with fame. It's like, it's all she's ever known. So it's just inherently, I think, very love-hate, right? Like she doesn't know how to exist without it, but does she always like it and want it? No. So sometimes she feeds into it. Sometimes she hates it. But sadly, she just like has no choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just all mm-hmm. she knows.
I did really like that she kept that whole nine. She basically successfully kept the whole 9 months private, and I actually that probably was really nice for her, like super super nice.
Yeah, and I was very impressed by that. I was watching the new Kardashian episode this past Sunday, and mm-hmm. it was like the drama was that all this info around Kim's surrogate came out, and I was just like kind of laughing to myself. I was like, Kylie could do it, and Kim couldn't even do it. Like Kim couldn't keep this under wraps.
Yeah,
and Kylie
yeah.
did. She kept it completely under wraps for 9 months. Obviously, everyone knew, but like there wasn't, you know, like leaked ultrasound picture. There was like no picture of her at the OBGYN. Like,
yeah,
she did it. And I feel, and my other thought, this is unrelated. My other thought was just I really appreciate how often Travis was in the video.
I agree. I don't know if that might have been intentional. See, there's you could go super deep with this in terms of like, it was obviously self-produced and like, you know, what they could have put in it. But yeah, I did like seeing a lot of shots of Travis's family as
well. Yeah, that was like unexpected. And I thought that was really nice.
What were your general thoughts that we haven't covered yet?
So very same like emotional trajectory. It was just like, oh my God, I can't believe it's happening. I remember the moment I was in my living room and I just like casually picked up my phone to check in. I hadn't checked it for a while. And then I saw the text from Rachel. I don't even think I registered your response. I was just like, oh my God, it's happened. And I immediately sat down. My eyes were glued to the screen. And like Stacey was sitting there and I was like, I can't even talk to you right now. And I was so enthralled the entire video. It was like too much for me to process because we had been starved for information for so long. I was like, oh my gosh, this is just like information overload. And that was probably one of just like the most vapid paragraphs I've ever spoken in my life.
Props to the Kardashian Jenner family though for creating those pop culture moments. Like when you said that, it made me think of, remember we saw Kim's receipts together?
Oh my gosh, yes.
That was a moment
I will treasure forever.
And for those of you that don't know Kim's receipts, you know, I still say Kim's receipts to a lot of people and people are like, what is that? And I'm like, you don't know the Kim Taylor drama? Anyways, yeah, Kim's receipts, if you all don't know, is that moment when Kim unleashed video that hadn't been seen before about the phone conversation between Taylor and Kanye about the famous song that she made a big fuss about.
Yes. And I would like to say, like, my personal claim to fame, like, I'm very just stupidly proud of how quickly I saw that. Because I saw it, like, I want to say within 15 minutes of her posting it on Snapchat. I want to say even within, like, 10 minutes.
That means we were one of the first in the world.
We were. Because it was, like, I couldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I Googled it. I Googled, like, Kim Kardashian Taylor to see, like, if there was stuff that had been, like, trending. And like, there wasn't even really stuff. There was, like, some tweets starting to come out. But, like, there was no, like, article or, like, no and publication.
I remember we were in our living room watching the Kardashians.
No. I remember. You were studying for the GMAT.
Uh-huh.
And so we were not in the same room. Because I remember being like, oh my God, like this is major. When I realized what it was, I was like, this is huge. And I was like, shoot, like Ashley's studying. I don't want to disturb her. And then I like made the conscious decision. I was like, no, this is worth interrupting her like intense studying for. So I knocked and I was like, I'm so sorry, but like you need to see this. Do you not remember? I remember like making the mental calculation of like, no, Ashley would want to be interrupted for this. But I felt really bad because I didn't know if you were, like, taking a time practice test or something.
No, I mean, I like, quickly forgot about it. But wasn't it timed with – it was a Sunday night for sure, though. I thought it was timed with an episode.
I don't remember. I don't remember the time. I just remember, like, being on the couch and then being like, I need to interrupt Ashley for this.
And I was so grateful.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you probably know my bar pretty well of, like, when I would want to be interrupted and when I don't.
I mean – that was just so clearly above any bar you would have, right?
Like, because I want to say this Kylie Jenner video would have been borderline.
I don't know that I would have interrupted you for a Kylie Jenner video. Because, like, I know, like, that was just an amalgamation of so many things, right? Like, Kim, so Kanye, Taylor, like, so much. Kylie was like, you can watch that. And maybe I would have, like, been like, Kylie had her baby. And then, like, that's it, you know?
Okay. But then Beyonce's album dropping that first time would have been one that I would want to be interrupted.
Yes. But I think you were the one who told me about that. Or
yes.
I found out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember the moment I saw that. That was like I had just parked and was in my garage in my parents' house and was just about to open the door and I was like checking Instagram at the same time, which is just a really unhealthy habit. And just like stopped in my tracks because it was Instagram. It was a video of like those short little clips that she put. And then I like – yeah, jaw dropped and everything.
Yeah, that was pretty epic.
Pop culture moments.
Brought to you by the Kardashians and Beyonce.
Is what we live for.
Oh, that was a good one. Kylie's. And I was out. And you know what? It came full circle today, too, because I was at the gym, Plush. And I actually thought in the gym, like, how I was standing there. And I was like, wait, Kylie had her baby. And I still remember the moment I found out about her pregnancy was also in that gym.
Yes.
So I just thought how
it was also in that thread. It was you. Yeah.
Because then I walked out and I texted you guys. And yes, I like couldn't wait to finish my class so that I could tell you guys. Yes. But it was my gym instructor who alerted the class.
And wait, no, I broke it and you came in shortly after on that thread.
Oh, did you?
I think.
I can't remember who broke it. I remember finding out. Yeah. Maybe you did break it, because I remember finding out, and then I think I was like, oh man, like they'll probably all know by the time.
Yes, I remember. You had like aggravation about it.
Yeah, because my gym instructor broke the news. He was like, oh, Kylie Jenner's pregnant, super casually, because I guess he got a push alert to his phone. And out of the entire class of like 10 people, we were all like lifting weights. I was the only one who cared, because he announced this audibly. And my immediate reaction was I just said, shut up, really loudly. And then no one said anything. He didn't even respond to my shut up. No one else in the class responded. And then I was just embarrassed for the rest of the class.
Now my question is, because of the timing now, I pretty much think that Chloe like found out about Kylie and then was like, I gotta get pregnant now.
No, like, you think?
Kind of. Okay, sorry. Sorry. You do have to try to get pregnant. You do have to try for several months. It's not like you can just like snap your fingers and get pregnant. Right. And they are, it seems like they're about 3 months apart. But I was just like, I don't know. Because how do you make a triple pregnancy happen?
Well, I don't know. Chloe's always wanted babies. And I don't know. I didn't think about that at all.
So you think their timelines are just like,
I think Kylie's dumb. And right. Just got pregnant by accident. I think Kim was probably just like whenever they could make it work, like logistically with a surrogate.
Right.
I don't think that they planned that.
And Chloe's probably planned it.
And Chloe, I would imagine they were like, okay, we'll like stop using protection like around this time or whatever.
So
if I were Kendall, I'd be getting an IUD right now if I don't already have
pronto.
One.
Like, we don't need no Blake Griffin baby right now.
No. Girl, you're at the height of your career. Your career is your body. Get that IUD. 7 years, girl.
Would you be interested in a Kardashian undercover show where they featured all the nannies and assistants behind the scenes?
Are you joking? That'd only be like my favorite show ever. That's like my dream show. That's all I want to know. It's like, what's going on behind the scenes? 100%. But you know those NDAs are ironclad.
Well, I don't know why they don't give them more of a shout out. Like, why don't you give – well, I guess they want to make it, like, seem like everything's all
– No, wait. Didn't I send you an article on this? I'm sorry. I sent you too many articles. They probably just got lost in the mountain. Yeah. But there is an article on The Cut or Vulture, one of the two, about, like, exactly that. Are the Kardashians doing working moms a disservice by never showing their nannies and, like, the politics of that? And I thought it was a fascinating article. I will send it to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I would love that.
Because they never do. They never do show their nannies. And everyone knows they have them, right?
Yeah.
And so it's just like for quote-unquote reality stars, like why not, right?
I remember you were the one that showed me the Kardashian continuity.
Oh, yeah. Too. I love that. It's a series on The Cut now. It used to be.
Oh, yeah, I know. Are people still – yeah, I guess it's still interesting.
I read those. I love them.
Okay, of course.
It's fascinating. Well, because it also informs like why like people maybe like the acting seems bad. It's like because they are acting and they're not actors.
Yeah.
But they'll just invent entire scenes just to like fit the storyline.
Yeah. Okay. The other topic I wanted to talk about was the Super Bowl. Did you watch the halftime show / have any thoughts on it?
I did. I have thoughts. Mainly just that I was pretty unimpressed. Yep. I was like telling people this is like the first time I can remember where I was actually more interested in the game than I was in the halftime show. Ooh, and that never happened.
Yeah, never.
That's how underwhelmed I was. We did have a pool going at our Super Bowl party that so like for basically for whoever could guess the opening number wouldn't have to take a shot. Proud to say I won. I guessed Filthy.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I hedged my bets. I guessed Filthy and I think like because some of them were thinking like, well, maybe he'll open with like Sexy Back or like a throwback. Like Rock Your Body could have been like a cool twist one to open with.
Mm, yeah, true.
But he opened with Filthy, a song no one knows or cares about. So
yeah. Oh, he is just such a disappointment to me in every way. One, his outfit was hideous.
Oh, it was dumb.
Two, the performance was, I don't know why he didn't use it. I think it was probably intentional. He didn't use as many like show antics. Like, you know how Lady Gaga came in on a.
Well, also like you think you're great enough that you don't need a guest. Everybody needs a guest.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean,
did Lady Gaga have a guest?
Lady Gaga's Lady Gaga. She was amazing.
Yeah. 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 It just like, I don't know. He didn't use that many like. I don't know. I guess he just thought like just him and his dancers would be enough.
But that's the thing. Like, is he known for his dancing? Because I feel like he was doing a lot of it. And I don't think he's like that.
He is, but he's old. That's my other main point. It's like he's gotten so old.
Like, but wouldn't you have rather seen him singing than dancing, or is that just me?
Well, I mean, his singing didn't seem that great.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I feel like because he was dancing so much, he couldn't sing well. And I'm like, if you're going to do one, like, do one well. Don't do both, like, mediocrely.
I know. Especially after, like, following, like, where Bruno Mars has performed recently. It's like, don't try to...
Right? Because, like, Bruno Mars can dance your pants off. Yeah. Beyonce can do both. Lady Gaga, amazing vocals and performance. Like, Justin, what did you bring?
Actually, his guest was Prince.
That doesn't count. It was a bath curtain.
I also just don't know why they didn't have they should have had NSYNC happen. Like I would have forgiven everything.
100%. Everything would have been forgiven. Everything.
Clearly Joey Fatone was like bitter about it because like they asked him, like, are you in the Super Bowl? And he was like, well, if we were in the Super Bowl, we'd be rehearsing right now.
Really? So that means they weren't even asked.
Because I mean, I think, and it's so weird. My whole mindset around Justin has completely changed. Because I mean, okay, I was smiling the whole time because the songs were so great. Oh my God, when the songs from Justified and like, whatever came on, I was so happy. So I was smiling because of the songs. But then at the same time, I'm like, you're so old now. And now that I see you in this different light, I realize like all that humor with like Jimmy Fallon, like he's actually probably really dorky and annoying. Can you see that?
Yes. I don't think he's a good actor either.
I used to think he was so like cool for a minute, like when he had his whole like best friendship thing going with Jimmy Fallon and was like rap history and all that stuff.
When I really liked the movie Friends with Benefits, but I have never liked his character in it.
Yeah.
I don't think, I think he tries way too hard to be dorky in it. And it's like in a really non-impressive way. I don't know.
When he was in Model Behavior.
That was the peak of his acting career. Okay, I forget.
Are you ready to move into our follow and follow?
I am. I'm ready. I'm excited.
Okay. You want me to go first? Or?
Yes, you go first because I'm looking at my phone.
My follow for the week is Ava Philippe on Instagram.
Of course.
Did you already follow her?
No, but that's, you know, just celebrity children seems to be the hot thing these days.
Yeah. So this came up through the Explore page. I don't follow Reese, but I've seen pictures of Ava just more and more recently, and she is beautiful. Like, she really got the best of Reese and Ryan, I believe.
She lit, but you, it's crazy. It's so uncanny. You can see Ryan in her and you can see Reese in her. It's so weird.
Crazy. And so it worked out perfectly. I did find it interesting that she did take Philippe's last name, which I guess is natural because that's what you do.
That's her dad. Yeah. Just like Stormy Webster.
Yeah. We didn't even touch on that. Yeah. I do think Ava's a great name. Her younger brother doesn't seem as, I mean, seems pretty cute.
Deacon?
Yes, Deacon. He might grow into it more. I could see him becoming like super hot, but he's just kind of young right now. He's like a 14-year-old.
Or Tennessee.
So, I followed her last week and she hasn't posted since that I've noticed. So I don't think she posts that often. It does also seem like she's really close with Reese, which I think is really cute. So they post a lot of pictures together. And then she does seem to have her little crew of like
LA, you know,
famous or daughters of kids. Famous people in LA. And then my unfollow for the week is Sean Booth from Bachelor Nation.
Yes.
I never even followed Caitlin Bristow, which I thought was really interesting. I do listen to Caitlin's podcast on occasion, but for some reason, and that's how I didn't watch Caitlin's season, so I didn't really know about them. But after listening to the podcast,
You didn't watch Caitlin's season?
I didn't.
Then how did you follow Sean?
Because I listened to their podcast and I listened to them on it together and their banter was so cute. Uh-huh. And so that's when I decided to follow Sean on Instagram. I don't know why I decided to follow Sean and not Caitlin. Uh-huh. Probably something weird going on there. but yeah, it was just kind of my way of seeing pictures of Caitlin, seeing their life together. And then I was probably more curious about his like little side business that he's developing and what he clearly joined like The Bachelor to promote. Yeah, I think it's probably been about a year, to be honest. And after a while, I've just said I've become bored with their life. I mean, they are just a very stable couple with a dog living in Nashville. And there's just not that much new info there anymore.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Ash, as you were saying that, I went to go see if I follow Sean Booth because I know I did at a point. So I unfollowed him. And then I was like, as you were talking, I was like, you know what? I don't need to follow Caitlin anymore because I completely agree.
And don't call her skinny.
Don't call her skinny because she will snap back. Or clap back, not snap back. That's a hat. So there's a live unfollow for you. Okay, that's a good one. So first, I have like a cheap one, which is that I'm following the Instagram account Comments by Celebs, which basically does my segment.
Oh!
It literally just tracks comments by celebs. It's amazing.
Amazing. How did you find that? I'm gonna follow it.
I think it like showed up in one of those like meme things. That's why I sent you that Kehlani one. But one that they did not catch that I happened to screenshot, so I will share. It's Mindy Kaling, who Instagrammed a picture of a veggie plate that she made.
Yep.
And then two people that we love commented. One was Hasan Minhaj, commented great plating technique with the number 8 in great. And then Brian Greenberg commented on my way.
It. Yeah, that's so cute.
Right?
How are they friends? Oh.
Mindy.
Oh,
Brian Greenberg was on the last season of Mindy. Okay, yeah. So anyways, those are some celebrity comments for you. I followed two Olympians, Adam Rippon.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Chloe Kim, because she's amazing.
I was about to follow her today too. Chloe Kim Snow, right?
Yep. I think worth a follow. And her tweets are great. They're all about food and she sounds so chill.
Oh, are you following her on Instagram or Twitter?
Twitter. Sorry, both of those were Twitter. Adam and Chloe were both Twitter.
Oh, okay. Well, I think this has been a great episode, just really capturing some of our favorite topics.
I mean, I like how we were worried about the number of topics we had, and then we just spent the whole time talking about Kardashians easily.
I know. I was looking for 3, but then I was like, you know what? 2 might do.
Kardashians and Taylor, the well that never runs dry.
Oh my gosh. Except that Taylor's been a little dry lately.
It has been, but one of them will always have something going on.
Talk to you next time.
Good night.
Good night.
Dude, which no one cares about, but I unfollowed him. So.
That's off.
No. Tyler. The end. That's my follow unfollow.
Oh, that was a lot. That was great.
Yeah, sorry. That was too much content, but I couldn't continue myself.
I just live followed so many things.
Oh, okay. No, I won't. I'll stop. I screenshotted a lot of celebrity comments because I think it's been a while since we did this. But you know what? Y'all should just follow comments by celebs because they'll just track it for you. You don't need me reading it out to you.
We should start our own Instagram because we're clearly collecting all these.
I know, but they already did it.
Nope. Oh, it's all from this Instagram.
Well, some of them. Not all.
Some. I'm sure you catch some on your own.
You're right. I do.
You.
Thank you for recognizing. All right. I need to delete all these screenshots now.
Well, I think this has been a great episode, just really capturing some of our favorite topics.
I like how we were worried about the number of topics we had, and then we just spent the whole time talking about Kardashians easily.
I know. I was looking for 3, but then I was like, you know what? 2 might do. Okay, I'll talk to you next time.
Good night.
Good night.